Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
Open your Bibles with me to Genesis chapter 3. We're continuing in our series on the faith crises. Remember, in the Chinese language, crisis means opportunity. So always see the crisis from God's viewpoint and perspective. It's opportunity. Tonight, we'll talk about what I've entitled the nature of words. Would to God that we all understood and truly embraced the reality that words carry a nature. They can conform, they can destroy. They have the ability to heal. They can develop friendships or enemies. They can build up or tear down. Words, they carry a nature. In Genesis chapter 3, let's look at the story of the fall of man and what was behind the fall. Now, verse 1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. I want to pause there a moment and say, do you find it interesting that Eve is talking to an animal? She's talking to an animal. Now, I don't want to elaborate a lot on this, but Hebrew tradition, it goes into depth about this whole scenario here. And what we have in our mind, you know, is a serpent, a snake. And, you know, we've heard that it walked on all fours and that. But traditions speak about a lot of different things in different languages, the Septuagint, the Hebrew, the Chaldean, different. There's a much larger picture painted. But there was, now animals, we know animals weren't created to talk. Now I know you're thinking about the mule, the donkey, but see that was God doing something very unique. It wasn't, you understand? So how is it that she's talking to this animal? And I mean, it's not like she's blown away or in wonder. No, she's having a conversation with it, like it's natural. This is just food for your thought. I want you to search some things there. In fact, an animal talking. What other class of animal could talk? Or did God create to talk? I'm going to leave you hanging right there. Okay. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, that then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, in light of the tradition, in light of one of the traditions, and these are easy to access if you study different commentaries. Some commentaries do a good job at studies and research that people have done and study of words. You can find out a lot of interesting things that can build your faith and your spirit up in a way of understanding and visualizing more than just a, you know, a creepy crawly snake talking. No, it was a lot more to it in the garden. One thing about Adam and Eve that we have to understand, even though Adam was brilliant and he named all the animals by looking at their nature, he and Eve were still created with a capacity to learn. As a matter of fact, they had no background. They had no past. In other words, they were like sponges to learn, to grow the wonders of God. And they were surrounded by all of this. Everything spoke of the wonders of God. So they were just, you know, in a perfect environment and, you know, created innocent, pure, and able to learn and to grow, I mean, leaps and bounds, nothing holding them back from all the knowledge and understanding that was there. They didn't know it all, but they were created to be able to learn just as we are. And so now this serpent, which, again, many say that it wasn't a snake, and I won't go there tonight. We're going somewhere else tonight, but sometime maybe I'll bring this up and give you some more food for thought as to what it might have been that was talking to her. You know, if a dog started talking to you, you go either run, you go start binding the devil, or you go do something, you know, it's going to be like, whoa, wait a minute, dogs don't talk, right? Well, something was talking to her, and she was just conversing back, and Eve wasn't crazy, all right? So let's go back to verse 3. This creature, the scripture calls it a nephesh. I want to paint a better picture, give us a little more understanding. And again, you know, just hold fast to that's good, that you understand. That you don't understand, just don't trouble yourself with it. But it says that when Eve said, now, words carry nature, and I am convinced this was not their first conversation. I'm convinced of that. I've studied a lot. I'm convinced of that. If you think, well, that's the first time it ain't written a word, study it a little bit more. Find out what's said. Go beyond just the, you know, the thuses and thous of the King James. That's good. That's enough for salvation. But there's a lot more depth of understanding of the Jewish tradition and the Chaldean, the Hebrew, the Septuagint, all these different things that were written long ago and the revelation that they carry with it, all right? So he says, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden, hath God said. And then the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it. But she throws this in here, neither shall you touch it. Now, wait a minute, Eve. God didn't say that. He didn't say that, but Eve said it. Now, see, words carry nature, and the nature of our enemy, listen, he's a spirit being, and the only way he got any authority or was able to steal any authority in the planet was through words. Now, a Jewish tradition has it that when Eve said, neither shall ye touch it, that this creature, and this is just Jewish tradition, now stay with me, that was talking to her, nudged her up against the tree and said, see, you've touched it, but you've not died. Now, that makes the argument a little bit more convincing, don't it? Now she's really like, okay. But you see, God didn't say that. Tell somebody, God didn't say that. Words carry nature. When we say things, and this is a problem in the world today, even in the church world, a lot of issues that can enter into our life, if God would give us a grace to trace them, where they started, even sometimes illnesses, sicknesses, resentments, you know, it's because of how we responded or reacted to something that was said, and we said something that attached us to that. You know, in other words, those words or that was done carried a nature, and we allowed it to attach ourselves to it. See, the enemy knew that now the seed was sown, and all he needed was a seed through her voice. How often have you? He could have said all he wanted to about her. Nothing happening. But the moment she says something that was out of line with what God had said, you see, tell somebody, thank God for his grace. You see, the angels didn't have that grace. The moment Lucifer said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, the moment he said it, he was cast out. There was no grace. Now, when she said this, and we know this story, but let's take a little more in-depth look, because when she said this, this spirit entity, this devil, was able to bring a deception. It kind of weakened her, you know, because she said. You see, as long as you're talking God's word is going to cover you. devil can come and knock, but he can't enter. But the moment you get into your words and your perspective and your conversation, okay, now he can enter. He knows he couldn't enter no other way, but her words, neither shall you touch it. He entered in. Okay, now I'm in. Now I'm in. Because God didn't say that. There's no protection for you there. You understand? Tell somebody again, thank God for grace. I don't want nobody getting spooky here. I ain't saying nothing no more. I ain't never going to talk. Come on, we got grace. Thank God for grace. The whole lot of stuff you said, I said, thought, and did, God's grace has covered it. Amen? Come on, tell somebody, forget about the past and just focus on the present. So when that happened, because of the nature of words, he was able to enter and got a spot there. Whether it was the same day or another day, that nature was taking her over till it began to take control of how the tree looked. It looked good. It was a fruit that looked good to make one wise. Three things. It looked good for food. God said, don't eat of it. But all of a sudden, when that nature started taking over, it looked good for food. As a matter of fact, it got, you know, I got to have me a bite. Why? That nature, those words, that the word was spoken, that nature started to take over. It looked good. It was good. It looked good for food. That was the flesh, the lust of the flesh. It looked good for food, the lust of the eye. And I don't know how she could know this, but she said, it looked good for food or fruit to make one wise. Pride of life. How many know that's the nature of our enemy is pride? You know, every argument, every strife, every contention, all this stuff that's in the world, all rebellion, if we could see from God's perspective, we could trace it back to pride, the cardinal pride. It manifested in the garden. And so that nature began to take her over until finally, devil could have walked away, been somewhere else. She was going to eat it. She had to eat it. That nature had taken her through words. She ate, and then she gave to her husband with her. And he ate. And the word says their eyes opened, their natural eyes. And the two things that they experienced from that point forward were fear and shame. Fear and shame. Words can do that to you. Your words can make you fearful and ashamed because your words carry nature. Depending upon where you derive your wording from, is it just carnal, natural? Words, they will ultimately, let's say, your opinions. Your opinion is like, neither shall you touch it. That's your opinion. That's where the devil can come in, okay? So do we see? We see that. That seduction there. But now, with all the seduction and their falling from their grace and their eyes being open, and then they're sowing fig leaves to hide their nakedness. They were no longer clothed with glory.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 22 of The Faith Crisis, The Nature of Words. Words can be used to build up or tear down the kingdom of God. The serpent stole authority through words. Genesis 3:1 states, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The enemy knew a seed was sown, and he was expecting to reap a harvest from this seed. As long as we use God's words, we are covered. The power of life and death lies in the tongue. Saints cannot afford to allow negative or unemployed words to proceed from our mouths. Speak life, God's word."
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.